Chapter 12. In Control of the Future. Felicity, after 1988. For a long time, Felicity, Alex and Jenna kept expecting the police to come and ask them questions. It was Grandma who kept them strong. Felicity often had horrible dreams about Andy, where he pulled himself out of the earth and came towards her. When Felicity was 20, she told her parents that she was frightened of intruders. They had a high fence put up and electric gates because they could not bear to see her so worried. Grandma understood, but would not allow a fence to be put around her cottage. Alex and Jenna did not stay together. The secret between them was just too big. For the same reason, it was also hard for Felicity to stay friends with Jenna. By 2008, Felicity had married a man whom she did not really love because she hated living alone, and she had a little daughter, Clementine. Jenna had also got married to stop feeling alone and had a daughter, Sinara. The two women tried to be friends, but it ended suddenly when Felicity found Sinara digging under the camellias and screamed at her. Jenna took her daughter away and never came back. In the summer of 2022, Felicity answered the entry phone and watched a girl who looked so much like the young Jenna walk to her front door. Felicity felt her world go out of control. It was time to make this stop. When Jenna did not reply to the message that Felicity wrote on her business card, Felicity went to visit her. They agreed that it was time to make it end. Felicity asked Alex to send Angie a Facebook message, telling her, 34 years too late, that her brother was dead. By the time Felicity returned from Hong Kong, Grandma had died and had left the police a letter. The letter said that Aubrey had killed himself and that she and Violet had buried his body. The letter also said, "There's another body in the hole. My husband, Barnaby, killed an intruder one night in self-defense. I was away at the time. I'm sorry that I kept it a secret. It was a long time ago." The letter saved them. Felicity hoped that this would be enough. Sinara, 2022. Rick and I got a taxi to Penzance, which I had never been able to afford to do before. We sat in the back, holding hands. "I'm happy that you came here," I said.
"Me too."
I looked at him and pushed down the word love. How was it possible to love someone this fast? But I did.
"Come to London and stay with us," he said.
What should I say? I could not even afford the train ticket. Then he asked me to be his girlfriend, and I said yes. I kissed him, and he kissed me back. It was everything that I had ever wanted. A week later, Mum and I were at Cliff House because of the letter that Martha had written me. Now I would have to sit in the same room as Clem. When Felicity and Mum saw each other, they hugged for a long time. Then Felicity hugged me too. "I'm sorry about the film, Felicity," I said. "You must hate me."
"I don't care about that," she said.
"I know that Clem was angry about it, but she's being stupid." We went into the sitting room where Alex was waiting with a stranger. He got up and hugged Mum, then introduced the other man as Martha's lawyer. Clem was sitting on one of the sofas. I looked at her quickly, then away. Mum and I sat on another sofa, as far away from her as we could.
We're here to talk about Martha's will and the letters that she left, said Alex.
I'm sorry that you haven't been given your letter yet, Sanara. Alex then told us that one of the bodies was Aubrey Roberts, but that the police did not know who the other body was. Mum quickly looked at Felicity, but Felicity was looking away. Alex seemed very nervous. The three of them were definitely hiding something. They knew who the other body was.
Now I'm going to read Martha's will, said Alex. To Sanara Jenkin, I leave all my old dresses. I also leave her Cliff House and cottage, all its land, and enough money to look after it.
This could not be right. Were these my windows, walls, and doors?
Alex would read the real will next. I could feel Clem looking at me. She stood up, but Felicity made her sit down. Mum held my hand as Alex continued reading.
I want it to go to Sanara, because she sees the house as part of the village, just like me. She can live in the house or the cottage, or rent it out to people who need a home. She can do what she wants, but there must be life in the place all year.
When she heard this, Clem ran out of the room, slamming the door behind her. Then she opened it and slammed it again, louder. Alex did not react, and handed me an envelope that I had last seen at the party.
Martha's letter will give you more information, he said. Felicity and I are happy for you to have the house. We agree that it needs to be lived in. It will be looked after until you're 18.
Neither Mum nor I could believe our ears. Then the door flew open and Clem came back in.
Excuse me? Why are you all being nice to Sanara while she steals our house from us? She shouted. Our family worked hard for this house. It's our house, not hers. I only made friends with Sanara because I thought that she could help me to keep it. Now she's stolen it.
I looked at Mum.
We're leaving, she said.
It was the end of October, 3.5 months later. I had already bought my train ticket to visit Rick in London. But when I got to the station, there were no trains at all that day. I would have to go home and come back tomorrow. I walked up to Cliff House, thinking that Mum would be out with Alex. I loved it here. The bad things about it were in the past, and I was in control of its future. As I went inside, I heard voices coming from the kitchen.
After all these years, why do you need to tell the police that you killed a man when you were a teenager? Said Alex.
It was self-defense. You saved my sister. And what about Sanara? Oh, it's a terrible idea. The newspapers would love it. We could all go to prison.
It wasn't really self-defense, but I did save your sister, said Mum.
And you're right. I know that I couldn't go to the police years ago, and I can't do it now either. Then I heard the sound of them kissing. I ran back to the cottage as fast as I could. My legs were shaking. What should I do? Mum had a secret, and now I finally understood what it was.
I sat in the bedroom where Martha used to keep all her clothes, and I looked at my phone. Should I tell Rick, Josie, and Gareth? Or the police? What should I do, Martha? Her voice was very clear in my head.
Do nothing, dearest Sonara. Look forward, not back.
Look forward. I texted Rick. I love you, he replied.
Me too. See you tomorrow.
Some secrets needed to stay in the ground. Penguin Readers, This Summer's Secrets, Emily Barr, Level 5, retold by Maeve Clark and Kate Williams, illustrated by Alicia Monin, series editor Sorrel Pitts, read by Jenny Bryce, copyright Penguin Books Limited, 2025.